Discussions are underway to stage events as follows. In Kingston, we had initially announced a concert to be staged in the stadium car park and mass camp, but we're now doing a virtual concert and telethon on Sunday, November 16, 3:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and this will be broadcast out of the CPTC studios. A number of artists have been confirmed, including Chris Martin, Massacre, Naji Boy, and a number of others. We'll announce those later this week. A number of Jamaican artists and artists based overseas, non-Jamaicans, have reached out to us and they are working out details as to their participation in live concerts in the diaspora or doing endorsement drops to motivate and encourage Jamaicans, etc. In London, we are doing two concerts. Thursday, November 13, 7 p.m. to midnight, we are doing a concert at Coco. And the proposed lineup here is Dizzy Rascal. And for those who don't know, Dizzy Rascal is a major act out of the UK. It will also include David Radigan and a number of other artists. Wembley Arena has been booked for Thursday, December the 18th. And that event will run from 7 p.m. to midnight, and the proposed lineup will be announced shortly. In South Florida, Sunday, December 7, a concert will be staged at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. And on the same date, there will be a concert at Miramar Regional Park, a lineup to be announced for those. We are also organizing concerts in New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. Other communities have reached out to us, and we are in advanced discussions. I Love Jamaica will feature performances by some of Jamaica's leading artists, as well as appeals by some of our country's most recognizable and influential personalities who will receive donations and pledges during the telethon. The CPL has been in touch with us, and Chris Gayle will be the face of their campaign, which will be overseas.